Oi, you. It's time for another episode of Dorothy and the Dealer. Let's tune into the conversation.
Did you even know how to do that song? Did you dance that song? No. I never learned how to dance to Thriller.
I remember the whole rigmarole around it coming out. It came out on a Saturday night in Ireland. And Ireland being Catholic.
It was a massive thing. Midnight, didn't it?
It was fucking huge. It was like the release of Thriller was happening, you know.
Thriller.
And the same guy who produced An American Werewolf in London is the same guy that produced Thriller with Michael Jackson. Yeah. Because if you haven't seen An American Werewolf in London, it's an amazing movie. Especially because of the transformation of the guy into the werewolf was just like, even now.
And for the time.
Oh my God, you watch it now and you think it's so realistic. How they did it was just insane. You know, these little.
I'm sure I've watched that one, but I don't remember it.
These little, they had all these little pockets of air underneath his skin and his face and everything to actually blow out and make his face morph into a wolf. It was just fantastic.
Mm.
Absolutely fantastic. I love that stuff.
Well, anyway. It's Halloween. Mm. You love Halloween, don't you?
I love Halloween because...
I was going to say, we were just... before I go into that, we were just listening to... We were just at Oliver's, not long ago, Oliver's music night for the school and the kids danced to Thriller. Yeah. That's why I was saying it. Like, I wish I'd known how to dance to it back in the day. Oliver was so cute in that, wasn't he?
Oh, my God.
He was just... Yeah. Oh, he wasn't dancing to Thriller, but that little facing on stage and how he looks down and smiles and just like, oh, my God, just
they gave him the lead part of running out. He had to get everybody out and get everybody back and he took it so seriously.
Yeah,
and,
I know. Yeah, he was so cute. Anyway,
little
it was very
fart.
Cool.
Anyway.
Beautiful little dance that he did.
He
so
did
cute.
A little dance, yeah.
Anyway, but Halloween, this is like your one of your favourite days of the year and one of the kids' favourite days of the year.
Yeah.
In the lead up to Halloween, all I get is text messages from it's Halloween soon, it's Halloween.
I know.
And all it is that they just
lollies.
Love the – yeah, but I agree. It is for Lexi particularly, it's the lollies. She loves it. But they've said to me in the past, we only get 4 days, Millie. We get Easter, Christmas, Darlington Arts Festival, which is actually 2 days, and Halloween. That's our time. Mm. Like I said, and your birthday? Yeah, and my birthday. But it's like they love it so much.
Well, the Arts Festival is a Friday night, Saturday night, and then all day Sunday.
Which is coming up this weekend anyway.
But we get they take Halloween very seriously in our suburb.
In your suburb they do. Like
really seriously.
Everybody just like dresses up, they do the houses, they do everything. Yeah, and it's your job. You're not allowed to work on Halloween, to have seminars in the evening, what I mean, because you've got your job is doing the face paints as well.
You do the turn them into zombies and do all that sort of stuff, which is just fantastic. But they order in outfits and everything. But there's the houses and the amount of effort that goes in around our suburb is just magic. But even when we were kids, you know, growing up, the amount of effort we would be getting ready for the Halloween bonfire night for 3 months beforehand.
Why was it a bonfire night?
Because you'd light a bonfire in All Hallows.
Why?
It was to do with burning the witches.
Was it?
Yeah. Oh. So we'd collect all these doors and pallets and wood and we'd have areas that we'd stash it all, and then other areas would come in to try to steal the wood, and there'd be big gang fights, and it was crazy, crazy. And then we would have bonfires that were like 4 stories high, 5 stories high, and then all the adults would come out and help us stack up all the wood, you know, and then somebody would come out with a can of petrol and do not do this at home because petrol's fucking lethal, and drop some petrol on it and throw a petrol bomb on it. And
on actual Halloween night?
On Halloween night.
So and what then, did you do? Did you do trick-or-treating?
Once the fire started, all the kids would head out then and start heading around the houses, you know, knocking on the doors, trick-or-treating.
See, I didn't think it was such a big... I thought Halloween was just an American thing because it was never big here.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, not that I remember. We just never... We never had anyone knocking on our doors, and we never went knocking on anybody's doors. It just wasn't done.
Mm.
And then when you guys were... You know, when I saw you guys were making... We made a big deal of it. I'm like, really? And then all of Darlington just like...
That's right.
Goes mental,
God,
don't
they? There are literally... If you come to the Darlington Oval, and please don't, there are literally... hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of kids out, all getting ready to converge on the suburb and knock on the doors. There's people who put like police tape up around their property to say, do not enter, we are do not disturb us. We
really?
Yeah. Because it's just bananas. Like, it's bananas. There's one particular run, one particular street, and then we have a couple of niche places that we go to that we know the kids will get. Well, the kids go well, to because they know they'll get good stuff. Like, some places you go to, you'll get like full Mars bars, full Crunchies, and you know what I mean?
Lexi will be in heaven.
She'd be in heaven. And then they'd come back with like shopping bags full of lollies, and I'd be looking at it thinking, as soon as you go to sleep, all of that is going missing, and I just throw most of it out because it's just all about who gets the biggest bag of lollies. You know?
But they do; they go to a lot of effort. Like, there's houses where you've got a full on, like spooky tour.
Yeah. So they one of the particular houses on Orange Road, they would take all the family gets involved. So all the daughters, the mother, the father. All the daughters' boyfriends, and they're all in their late 20s, you know, right up into their 50s. They all get involved and they have like this half sea container of Halloween stuff that they pull out. And, you know, it has anything from werewolves to graves, and they do the whole garden up. And it must take them about a week to get the whole thing set up. And then they line it all up and they take photographs as the kids come through. You come through, get your photograph taken, you go through the house. And like, it's terrifying.
It's like a house of horrors.
It is totally. It is terrifying.
Like, I remember when Oliver was little and he was going through there and it was like.
Yeah, there was one section where you come through the house and you go underneath the house, right? So you're under the rafters, right? Under the house. And one year we went in underneath the house, you had to get down on your hands and knees to crawl through this gap. And I'm crawling through with Ollie. And then there's a little girl sitting there and she had a. Like a nurse's outfit on. She was covered in blood and she's holding a leg and she's just rocking from side to side. And as you come through, she looks at you and goes, "Do you like my baby? Do you like my baby?
Oh my God.
Do you like my baby?" And she's like, she's a real person just going, "Do you like my baby?" It's just freaky. So clever.
I love that they go to so much effort.
They really do. They really do.
But because that would be a lot of effort. Mm,
they would have literally probably 500 children would go through the house that day. Children
people
and
come
parents,
from so. Outside of Darlington.
Yeah, they tried to stop it. Yeah, because it's just Darlington is just becoming known as this hub every Halloween of just if they come from everywhere, from Parkerville, Hovia, you know, everywhere. Right at Glen Forest. Right.
So
at
is
the
it like end, a proper thing that is a certain time that people go, or just everyone sort of going?
Everybody
like
converges.
A trail.
Everybody converges at about 4:30. Right. And then from there, all the kids group up with all their friends, and then all the parents group up, and they go around this particular trail.
So do the kids just go off on their own?
Yeah, we do now. We let the girls go off now. We don't let Ollie. Oh, no, we don't really let Ollie, but Ollie last year did. He just took off. He bolted. And he's only five, you know, but everybody knows Ollie. Everybody knows the kids.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, kids know the kids and the adults know the kids, you know, so everybody keeps an eye out for everybody else.
So it's not like a train of people. It's like everybody's like,
in groups, moving through groups, okay.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
It's so cool. Hands down, I think fantastic. That the kids just love it so much.
And then we have a bonfire as well.
That night?
No, we have the bonfire on the
same night?
On the Saturday. Saturday.
Right.
Yeah. Which is just fantastic. So everybody heads down, the fire brigade go down and they set up a big bonfire down at the skate park and off we go. Then we burn witches. Go.
Sure.
Actual witches.
Sure. Yeah. So where does it come? So did your parents get into it when you were younger?
Well, you had no option.
Right.
That was what happened in every single suburb in Dublin. And all through Ireland, that is what happened, yeah.
I can't believe it was like that in Ireland. Like, I just
feel Guy Fawkes.
And now Guy Fawkes I know, though.
Yeah. So
because Guy Fawkes is my birthday. So I thought.
Do you know who Guy Fawkes was?
Yes. Well, I know something about
it. What do you know?
All I know is that they burnt him, they burnt an effigy of him and they did fireworks of him on the 5th of November every year because of…
He tried to burn down…
The government house, Parliament House or something like that.
Where?
In England somewhere.
London, yeah.
In London, yeah.
Yeah, London Tower.
That's what the movie…
He got caught.
What's the movie? V for Vendetta.
Right.
Something, the 5th of November. And that's when it was all happening, like Guy Fawkes night. Right. But I remember Guy Fawkes because I thought that it was such an important day because it was my birthday that they had fireworks all the time. Mm. But it wasn't about me. It was Guy Fawkes.
When I was
little, every 5th of November there were fireworks. Mm. Every time it was my birthday there were fireworks. Mm.
But we used to have things like we'd go in and we'd fucking like – because we didn't have any money. There was no money in Ireland. Mm. We would go in and we'd get like apples and we'd put them in a tub of water and you'd have to try and bite the apple out. And then my mum would make a brack, used to bake.
What's a brack?
A brack is like a fruit cake. They call it the Barney brack. And she would get money and she would put it into the fruit cake. You know, so if you got a piece of fruit cake and you're eating it, and then next of all you bite into a coin, it would be, oh, you got 50p or you got a it's pound. Or the, yeah, it was just what they did. They'd wrap it in silver foil, wash it, wrap it in silver foil, and then put it into the cake.
There you go. Yeah. What was I going to say? Oh, I was going to.
And then we'd go around and knock on the door, you know, help the Halloween party. And if they wouldn't help the Halloween party, then you'd stink bomb or you'd egg the house.
Do you guys provide any of? Do you guys provide any of the sweets?
Yeah,
or
we do now. Yeah, we go around. But yeah, we go around because there's just so many families. So we go around and we knock on the doors of the houses and we go, look, here's a donation. Some. Here's that. So lots of families do that just so everybody gets something. You know.
Yeah.
And that's important. And of course, all the big kids run off first. You know, and then the little kids are like, oh, I want to get some too. They all run off after them, you know. It's
you guys are going to have a blast tonight. Yeah, well, have fun. Yeah.
Oh, I love it. I just, Halloween. I absolutely.
Make sure you take photos. You're shit at doing that. Take photos so we can put it online.
I have tons of film. I have loads of all.
Yeah, you've got to take film, but you need to take some photos of the kids dressed up.
Yeah. Ange is a really bad photographer.
Ange is the worst photographer that ever existed.
Everything.
Like, she'll take a photo and it was like, and you're like squinting to see this kid in the distance. Yeah, yeah.
She doesn't understand zooming
or any of that stuff. Yeah. No.
Contrast.
But the kids were, I remember all the kids' outfits. I got this photo of Ollie came up recently of in the witch's outfit that it was too big for him that Lexi and Lola used to have.
Yeah.
What about
the woman? He was like only one and he was in a skeleton.
Oh my God, he was so cute.
Yeah.
Anyway, we'll see some photos on stories tonight and tomorrow.
Yeah, we'll chuck them up.
Cool. Have
Happy
fun.
Halloween, everybody.
Hey, Halloween.
Remember, I'm coming to haunt you. Da, 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 da. Even if you live the most extraordinary life, there is always more to learn. This is why tens of thousands of people are using MJB Seminars techniques to hack their consciousness and bridge the gap from where they are to where they actually want to be.
MJB Seminars use cutting-edge transformational processes that are science-based and backed to help people break through subconscious barriers and limiting beliefs in order to reset, reboot, and live inspired. If you'd like to know more today, Google search MJB Seminars Bridge the Gap. Click on the first link and watch the video.
Now, for simply watching the video, you will also receive a complimentary coaching session with one of our master coaches valued at over $600 to help you get traction in your life today. Remember, live life inspired.